Jim Hasey from Enfield, Connecticut. Joe Donahue talking about a program to do nice things for people. In the same breath, said, oh, you could make a donation to Planned Parenthood in Mike Pence's name. Mike Pence is the most pro-life person in this country. We're certainly glad to have him pro-life and trying to protect life.
Ed Nardi calling from Tyringham, Mass. Listening to the roundtable this morning, what crosses my mind is that Donald Trump is not as smart as the professor thinks he is, and Donald Trump is not as smart as he thinks he is. But he's smart enough to know that he can't deliver on his many outlandish promises made during the campaign, and he needs to beat the media into being compliant to report that everything he's doing is roses.
Charles Stevenson here, Amherst, Massachusetts. The president-elect is reminding me of a very old top 40 song about Charlie Brown. And part of the song goes, he's gonna get caught, just you wait and see. Why is everybody always picking on me?
Hi, this is Chad Wildy from North Canaan. I jumped in the car at 4 p.m. It is now 4:38 p.m., and I have to stop listening to WAMC. In that 38 minutes, the death of Fidel Castro has been covered 38 times. Well, no, but still, he wasn't a great guy. Most Americans don't see him as a great guy. I just think the world is bigger than Fidel Castro. It's almost as if you guys are obsessing. Please don't. He died on Friday. It's Monday. The world's a big place.
Listening to Midday Magazine today, I heard that Donald Trump is going to outlaw the burning of the American flag. As a Vietnam-era veteran, I do not agree with the Supreme Court in terms of flag burning as a protest method. However, as a Boy Scout and a military person, the proper way to dispose of an American flag is to burn it with respect. It just shows that Trump doesn't know what he is talking about.
Good morning. I'm a longtime listener and an underwriter, and I've just kind of had it. I drive to work every day listening to the roundtable, and please, now you're talking about Trump's tweets, and you're going on and on about it. Enough. Please. There are so many other issues in the world and in our country. Leave him alone for a minute. Yes, he's a media magician, and he's got you as well.